This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. While accepting the Democratic Party nomination to challenge President Trump in November, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden promised to represent all Americans and to work just as hard for those who do not support him. He also vowed to heal a country battered by a deadly pandemic and an economic catastrophe by uniting all Americans. The speech helped conclude the four-day Democratic National Convention, which was held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. Republicans kick off their convention next week, where President Trump will officially receive his party's nomination. More than 792,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. And more than 174,000 of those deaths are in the United States. Brazil has the second highest number at more than 112,000. Mexico third at more than 59,000. The number of worldwide infections is approximately 22.6 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up well over half of that. Authorities in Peru and Morocco have approved phase 3 clinical trials for a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by China National Biotech Group. Phase 3 trials, which usually involve several thousand participants, allow researchers to gather data on efficacy of potential vaccines for final regulatory approvals. The experimental vaccine of CNBG, a unit of state-owned pharmaceutical giant China National Pharmaceutical Group, has entered a phase 3 trial in the United Arab Emirates that has already recruited 15,000 volunteers. It has also obtained approval to be tested in Bahrain and a phase 3 study designed to involve around 6,000 participants. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has formally notified the United Nations of its demand for all UN sanctions on Iran to be restored, citing significant Iranian violations of the 2015 nuclear deal. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivered the notification to the president of the UN Security Council on Thursday, setting the stage for a showdown in the world body that could lead to a crisis of credibility for its most important and powerful institution. Pompeo said the United States will not allow Iran to acquire nuclear weapons.
President Trump and this administration have discarded the fiction that the regime merely seeks a peaceful nuclear program. We will never allow the Islamic Republic of Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
And Pompeo said that the United States was disappointed that other Security Council members did not back the United States.
All told me privately that they don't want the arms embargo lifted either. And yet, today, in the end, they provided no alternatives, no options.
None of the other council members believe the U.S. has the legal right to demand the reimposition of sanctions because President Trump withdrew from the nuclear deal in 2018. As such, the demand is expected to further isolate the U.S. at the U.N. and test the Security Council's credibility. New York City police officers have faced more than 320,000 complaints from the public since the mid-1980s, but less than 3% resulted in penalties. That's according to newly released data that offers a rare glimpse into the long-veiled realm of police misconduct and accountability. The New York chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union Thursday published data on complaints against more than 81,000 current and former NYPD officers after prevailing in a fight with public safety unions that had sought to keep the record secret. The sentencing phase of a suspect white supremacist who pleaded guilty to killing 51 Muslim worshippers in New Zealand's worst mass shooting will begin on Monday. The March 15, 2019 attack carried out by a lone gunman took place across two mosques in the city of Christchurch and was targeted at Muslims attending Friday prayers. Australian Briton Tarrant was armed with a semi-automatic or several semi-automatic weapons and broadcast the attack live on social media platform Facebook, which the company said it removed after being alerted by police. Tarrant admitted to 51 charges of murder, 40 charges of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act in a hastily called Christchurch High Court hearing earlier this year. The court will now sentence Tarrant on all 92 charges. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.